Good afternoon, everyone. So glad to see such a wonderful crowd today. And those of you who have not been here before for this event are in for a treat. I'm Mike Herhold, president of the First Friday Club of Greater Akron. On behalf of myself and the First Friday Club of Greater Akron Board, I'd like to welcome you and thank you for coming to the March program. Our very special speakers for today are senior students from our four local Catholic high schools. Please silence your cell phones so that we can all enjoy today's program. After the presentation, you'll have the opportunity to write down questions, or you can write those during the meal. There should be cards on the table, I hope. And after the talk, then, we'll collect those cards. We'll have a short announcement break and collect the cards and then have question and answer session. It's now my pleasure to introduce Our Lady of the Elm student, Abigail Brocious, who will offer our opening prayer. Abigail?
You can tell it or pull it out, for that matter, if you'd like.
Thank you. Dear Lord, we pray for strength and faith today. Help us to know more of your word and to face all adversities with the confidence of your victory. Let us move mountains with our faith and command things to fall in line in our lives. Let us conquer all evil. Let our words cause healing. Dear Lord, let your words become clear to us and help us to practice them every day. Provide us strength to overcome any adversity we may face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Abigail. Now I'd like to introduce our high school presidents, who will come up one at a time to introduce their student speakers. I remind the speakers that once you have given your presentation to remain up here. So I think first up is St. Vincent, St. Mary.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name's Leo Highland. I'm the president at St. Vincent St. Mary High School, and I'm just honored to be here today to present to you one of our outstanding students. I'm as pleased as I could be to introduce and share a little bit about St. VM's outstanding senior, Elizabeth Schleter. Elizabeth is a truly outstanding member of the Fighting Irish Class of 2023, and has recently been named the class valedictorian. She's an AP scholar with distinction and a National Merit Commended Scholar. Elizabeth serves as the president of the Model United Nations team, having earned many awards in Model United Nations competition, and is captain of Oak House in St. VM's innovative house system. Elizabeth has served as a student ambassador and has been a member of the Irish tennis teams all 4 years of high school. In addition to her involvement with various honor societies and the Platform Club, which is a social advocacy group, she's involved with her Catholic faith as an altar server at St. Sebastian Parish and spiritual director of St. VM's Kairos Retreat. Outside of school and her many co-curricular activities, Elizabeth enjoys exploring the trails of the Cuyahoga Valley National Park or relaxing with a warm blanket and a good book. Elizabeth plans on attending Hillsdale College, which is an excellent liberal arts college in Hillsdale, Michigan, and majoring in philosophy before pursuing a career in the legal field. Come on up, Elizabeth.
everyone. Good afternoon. As Mr. Highland so graciously said, my name is Elizabeth Schleter, and it's such an honor being here with all of you today. I remember coming here as a middle schooler and hearing the tales of the high schools, so it's really surreal that I am able to be here with all of you and present what my high school experience has been like. So just real quick, by show of hands, how many people have heard the Christian allegory of the footprints in the sand story? Kind of popular. Okay, so we're somewhat familiar with that, so that's good, because I just wanted to start off by explaining that just a little bit for those who aren't familiar with the story. So it's a short poem, and it tells the story of a person who's walking along a beach with Christ. And as they're walking along this beach, they look up in the sky, and they see these scenes from their life flash by, some good, some bad. And they notice a common trend. In the good scenes, they see two pairs of footprints, theirs and God's, obviously. But on the bad scenes, they only notice one pair. So they turn to Christ and ask, God, why did you leave me? And Christ responds, my precious child, I love you and would never leave you. The times you only see one set of footprints were the times that I carried you. And I tell you this story today, not just because it's a really cool allegory of our faith, but because that's really been my experience throughout my high school career and just throughout my life in general. My journey through Christ, with Christ through high school, has been a story of him carrying me through and walking me through all the challenges. Anything that I've accomplished and everything I've done would not have been possible if he had not been carrying me through every single one of those things that came up in my way. So just for some background, I'm incredibly blessed to come from a very solid Catholic family. I'm honored both of my parents are here with us today, and they did a good job of raising me in our faith and really making it a priority for our family to pray together. So having God talked about and talking about God was not an irregular thing for us to do. But for me, I found myself just going through the motions. During Mass, family prayer, I'd be making the sign of the cross, saying the right words, but I didn't really feel like I was developing any sort of personal connection with God. I didn't feel any real emotional connection, and I felt like I was just saying words to say them, doing actions, and just checking off items on a to-do list. Which, as we probably already know, there's so much more to our faith than just checking off items as a to-do list. And so I entered high school really clinging to this mistaken idea of I had to accomplish X, Y, and Z to be holy. I had to do these certain tasks and I'd be considered a good Catholic. So I was really in a dry place in my faith without really even knowing it. And I think God knew that. And he transformed high school into an experience of a transformative faith journey for me through the people that he placed in my life through the St. Vincent St. Mary community. During freshman year, I really began to feel at home at St. B's. I was making friends. I was diving into new classes, meeting these awesome new people. And I really finally felt at home for, honestly, the first time in my life. And I enjoyed coming to school. And I was finding new joy in these relationships. And God was making himself known to me through this new joy. But unfortunately, that all ended our second semester of our freshman year when COVID shut us down and we moved online. And as school moved online and Mass moved online, I realized how much I've been taking everything for granted. I'm sure we're all familiar with the saying of you don't really appreciate what you have until it's gone. And I found myself sitting on our family room couch watching a live-streamed, really echoey, rickety version of our Mass at St. Sebastian. And I realized how much I was missing and how much I didn't appreciate the beauty of our Lord in the Eucharist before that experience. And looking back, that really made me realize how much I wanted a genuine relationship with God and how much I realized that just checking off checkboxes on a to-do list really doesn't do anything for you or those around you because it really doesn't help you build a solid faith and a solid relationship with our Lord and Savior. And so sophomore year, we were able to go back to school, and it's kind of a blur to me now, but I remember stressing about school but also forming some of the strongest friendships and relationships I've ever formed in my life. And for the first time, as St. V became a Marianist school, I found myself really opening myself up to a relationship with Our Lady, Mary. And so we would often hear about her at school. We'd often start prayer with her. And we end each day at school with the 3 o'clock prayer, which is a Marianist prayer, for those of you who aren't familiar with that. And as I heard more about her, and I was really re-energized to get back into my faith, especially post-COVID, I realized what a perfect example of living the faith Mary was. She wasn't some big, emotional, high person. She wasn't out there converting millions of hearts with her passionate, eloquent speeches. Rather, she was just a gentle, quiet example of loving God and simply doing whatever he tells us to do. And as I heard more about that at St. V's, I realized how much I wanted to emulate that. And so I started to really dive into prayer and realizing that my faith didn't need to be this emotional experience. My faith didn't need to be me chasing this emotional high, but rather I just needed to trust in him, as Mary told me. And then junior year, I really began to get involved with our school's middle school Model UN team. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Model UN, it's basically just a debate program. And so we had a team of these middle schoolers, and they came in. And I was just blown away by their simple joy and passion they showed for this program that none of them had ever heard of before. None of them knew what the UN was before coming in. But they threw themselves in with such passion, such joy, such enthusiasm that I was blown away with something I had been doing for years. And I realized that you can really rediscover beauty and joy in something that you've become used to, which helped me then grow in my faith, because it's something that I had grown used to and complacent with because I had heard so much of it and I had grown up just taking it for granted. So as I saw these kids talking about human rights abuses in Russia, which they had never heard of before walking into our practices, I realized there's so much more undiscovered beauty to be discovered in our faith as well. And so then senior year came around, and anyone who's known a senior knows that senior year is a little bit chaotic. Everything seems to be happening all at once, and that's exactly what it felt like for me. But throughout that time, through trying to figure out how on earth to hit a ball in tennis, because I'm not the most athletic person, or trying to get my college application submitted on time and figuring out what school I wanted to go to, God really became my one constant. As I leaned him in prayer, and it was during this time that St. B was blessed with the addition of our new campus minister, Mrs. Goshi, who's also with us here today. And God really worked through her and through the other Kairos leaders I met through her and through our Kairos retreats. And so I'd spend my study hall sitting in Mrs. Goshi's office with a couple of the other Kairos leaders. And it was just beautiful to see this crazy mix of random people at school I never would have met coming into her office. And I found myself finding God through those little tiny conversations with people I'd never seen before in the hallways, to those little moments with Mrs. Goshi, to those little moments smiling and laughing with my friends about something completely random that wasn't even related to the homework we were supposed to be doing at the time. And I realized that sometimes that's where God is. God isn't up on a mountain. He isn't up on this hill. He isn't on this unachievable slope that you can only do if you're this great and holy saint. Rather, he's in the nitty-gritty of our lives, because when he died on the cross for us, he didn't die for our perfect moments. He didn't die for the moments when we're all polished and dressed up in a fancy dinner. Rather, he died for the moments when we're stressed about where we're going to college, when we don't know what on earth to do on calc homework, when we really don't have any idea what we're supposed to do the following morning, and we're running on 3 hours of sleep and two cups of coffee, not speaking from personal experience. And he wants to be there for that us in those moments, too. And so I've been so privileged throughout my time, throughout my life in high school, to have my family, to have the campus ministry at St. B's, and to have the example of the Marianist tradition of just simply following Mary's example of her gentle love, her patience, and her joy in following Christ. Because in the end, our faith is simply a relationship with the very source, the summit of all beauty, peace, joy, perfectness, and anything else that we might desire and anything else that our heart truly needs to be full and satisfied. And how indescribably amazing is that? How incredibly blessed I've been to go to St. B's and to meet the people I've met, to have the faith experiences I have, to be able to worship our Lord and Savior in our school gym. How many high school kids can be able to say that they walk into school every day knowing that their Lord is present right next to their school cafeteria in the chapel? And so I'm just incredibly grateful to be able to share my story with all of you here today, and just so thankful to the entire St. Vincent St. Mary community for supporting me throughout my faith journey. And I sincerely hope that as you guys all journey throughout your different portions of life, that you can find a community like I have found at St. Vincent St. Mary that will support you in the nitty-gritty and through the thick and the thin. Thank you so much.
Try to move that again. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for being with us today. I'm Deborah Farquhar-Jones, president of Our Lady of the Elms, and it's my pleasure today to introduce our senior speaker for 2023. You know, every student at the Elms brings something special to our school. Azalea, Rhodes, Seyfeldt, I hope I'm saying that correctly, I've been practicing it, is no exception. So a handful of years ago, Azalea started participating in Elms events. Theater camp in the summer was her favorite thing. Before long, she asked if she could transfer to the Elms, and she immediately became engaged with the things that mattered to her. In addition to her academic schedule, creative writing, golf, performing arts, future medics, we watched as this amazing young woman emerged and became who she is meant to be. It's really what we do at the Elms. With a strong need for helping others, Azalea's plan for fall includes attending Gannon University in Erie, Pennsylvania. So I said to her the other day, okay, I can understand on one level why Gannon might be of interest to you. It's an amazing school. But tell me why. Why have you chosen Gannon? And she said to me, well, I want to pursue a degree in mortuary science. And I said, okay, well, why is that? And she said, because it's the one medical-related field that I could engage in where the patients don't talk back. Azalea's mom and her grandma are here with us today, and it is my pleasure to present to you the Elms Senior Speaker for 2023, Azalea Rhodes Seyfeldt. Have I got that right? Have I come even close?
Hello, everyone. I'm Azalea Rhodes Seyfeldt, and I am so happy to be talking to you all today. I was given the lovely opportunity to come and speak about how my life at the Elms is tied to my relationship with God. As a child, I was raised in a Christian household. Now, none of my parents were religious, but my grandmother thought it was good that I have a relationship with God. Every Sunday, I attended church. Every Sunday, I looked forward to going to church. I felt loved and welcome to be a part of God's children. As I got older, my love for God began to stray. I began to mature, and I began to see what was wrong within the world. I was angry. I was angry with God. Therefore, I stopped believing in God. Now, I never actually stopped believing in God. I stopped supporting him, and I stopped supporting the idea of him. I love God more than anything, but I was angry. I was angry at how he could let all the bad things in the world happen. So, I stopped going to church. I stopped worshiping. My relationship with God crumbled, and that was that. The only Catholic experience I was given was going to Masses during Easter and Christmas with my other Catholic grandmother. So coming to the Elms from a public school was a culture shock. Let me emphasize, a culture shock. The first thing I experienced was the Stations of the Cross performed by our middle school. I prepared myself to listen to the ridicule as we left the theater, as this was a custom at my old school. Public school is mean. Instead, everyone was talking about how it was so nice that the middle school was able to perform something like that. It really was sweet. I didn't hear one person say one bad thing. Everyone thought it was a lovely service. And that was when I realized the Elms was different. I love Our Lady of the Elms. Being here has taught me so many things that a public school couldn't. God is present every day in my life now that I go to the Elms. Yes, in theology, we learn the four pillars, but not only do we learn it, we live it every single day. I'm a part of a community here, and being part of a community is being part of God's community. My classmates are some of my best friends. They're my family under God. The Elms is such a welcoming and loving place. I am more than thankful to be a part of the Elms community. Any alumni you meet, whether they graduated or not, will tell you, once an Elms girl, always an Elms girl. When we hold our school-wide masses and our morning prayer, nothing but respect is being shown. God's light shines down brightly on our school. Through our actions, you can see God through all of us. our compassion and our care towards one another, towards teachers, parents, staff. I began praying again. I have a prayer buddy. My relationship with the Lord has only strengthened. It still has room to strengthen again. I am once again a child of Christ. 3 years ago, if you would have asked me if I would even consider going to a Catholic school, I would have laughed in your face. Now, I'm an Elms girl. An Elms girl. I'm even going to Catholic college. That is the sort of impact my school can have. I am more than grateful to have been given an opportunity to attend the Elms. This school has brought the Lord back into my life. I want to thank every person in my life who has made it possible for me to go here. I want to thank the Lord for leading me down the right path in coming to this school. I want to pray for everyone here. God loves everyone. I can't be mad over the way we as people have corrupted the world. I need to accept the fact that I am living in it. I need to live in it as a child of God. That is what the Elms is teaching me. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Chris DeMar. I'm the president at Archbishop Hoban High School. And it is my sincere pleasure to introduce our Hoban senior, Nicole Leslie. I need to begin with a bit of an admission, though. I think back to my list of accomplishments as a Hoban senior in 1999, and I have to say that Nicole's list of affiliations and accomplishments makes mine look flat out silly. There's no other way to put it. Please have a listen. Nicole is a graduate of St. Francis de Sales School, where she and her families are members of the parish, and is also an active member of the St. Francis Youth Group. Nicole has spent 4 years as a member of the Hoban cheerleading squad for both football and basketball, and is a four-year member of the Hoban track and field team. She's vice president of National Honor Society, a three-year member of the Model UN team, a Project Hope student leader, that's Hoban's ministry to the homeless of the city of Akron, and is a senior leader for our Spezunica retreats. But it gets even better. Nicole was recently accepted to the United States Military Academy at West Point, as well as the United States Coast Guard Academy. However, she's decided to accept an appointment to the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, where she will become a midshipman in the fall. Nicole's friends and teachers describe her as a faith-filled servant leader, a young woman who is academically minded, but shows a commitment to balance in her work and her friendships. Perhaps most importantly, though, she's been described as remaining humble despite those many successes. I am very proud to introduce Hoban senior Nicole Leslie.
Thank you for that introduction, Mr. DeMario. Good afternoon. As said, I'm Nicole Leslie, and I'm a senior at Archbishop Hoban High School. Faith has always been very important to me. My Catholic education started long before Hoban, with my attendance at St. Mary's Central Catholic in Sandusky and St. Francis de Sales in Akron. Understanding more about my religion has strengthened my faith, and I am very thankful that my family has been a model for faith for me. The importance of Catholic education is eventually what led me to Hoban. Having grown up Catholic, one of the important things that my family has always done is attend Sunday Mass. Going to church has always been an adventure that involves singing in the choir and altar serving. After Mass, while growing up, my sister and I were rewarded with trips to my great-grandma's house to eat our favorite meal, Barberton chicken, specifically Hoppakin Gardens. As I have grown older, I have come to see that Mass and Catholic grade school laid the foundation for my faith, and I have come to build that faith at Hoban. My family has taught me a great deal about the importance of going to church and who God is. I am fortunate enough to have many people in my life who also explain God to me outside of my family, and that includes those that I have encountered at Hoban. When it came time for me to pick a high school, it was important to find a school where I could grow in my faith. Walking into Hoban, I was welcomed into a community that has allowed me to learn more about my Catholic faith. Learning that Hoban was a Holy Cross school was one of the first things I learned, as the cross and anger symbol of Holy Cross has been an important reminder of my faith, and I have chosen to grow in my faith experiences at Hoban. As a Holy Cross school, Hoban instills the Holy Cross core values into everyone who walks through the doors. The core value that comes to mind the most when I think of Hoban is family, a community built out of love for one another. My teachers, peers, coaches, and teammates have truly become my family at Hoban. Whether it be late-night FaceTime calls with a group of friends, getting in some last-minute studying, or tumbling down the court with my teammates as a cheerleader, I've been invited into a family at Hoban. As part of this family, my theology teachers have taught me that God is more than just a being in the clouds. Hoban educators strive to teach each student that God is indeed love. It is this simple definition of God being love that has helped me to grow so much more as a person and has helped me to create relationships with so many people. Moments in the classroom have taught me that working together as a group teaches more than struggling alone. Hoban stays true to Blessed Basil Moreau, the founder of the Congregation of Holy Cross, as we always work to educate both our hearts and our minds. As Moreau said, we will place education side by side with instruction. Instruction transmits particular knowledge and skills, while education of the heart fosters the values, attitudes, and behaviors with which that skill and those skills appropriately and productively. Students' minds are educated in the classroom, and our hearts are educated through the co-curriculars and faith experiences in which we participate. I've learned about the core value of discipline, continuing to work even through struggling, through my participating in cheerleading and track. Any athlete learns early on that to become great at a sport, discipline and perseverance are at the front lines. Track season especially has taught me a great deal about discipline. Ohio weather is, of course, not very predictable, and I'm not always thrilled about quick change-ups from hot to cold while running. Even so much as a little bit of wind leads me to complain about how much I hate the weather and running. But my coaches and teammates taught me self-discipline by knowing that I can keep going no matter what. Not everything in life goes smoothly, and track season isn't always sunny, but having the discipline to keep going even when I want to quit has helped me to understand that with God, anything is possible. You will never catch me running an 800 meter without praying to St. Michael under my breath. Prayer grounds me in the battle of getting to the finish line. I know I'm not running alone because I always have God with me. The same goes for when I am tumbling or stunting during cheerleading. As I flip along the sidelines, I realize that I have learned so much about discipline and perseverance and my willingness to keep going, even when I may be tired when the game goes into overtime. The core value of inclusiveness is near and dear to my heart. With the experiences Hoban gives students to be able to celebrate, respect, and welcome everyone, recognizing that all of us are created in the image and likeness of God. Opportunities like JAM, Justice Akron Ministry, have allowed me to meet new people who live differently than I do. JAM is a 3-day long program where Hoban students are placed into groups that travel to various sites, and we help people in need of assistance and give them hope. JAM works to encourage students to be of service to others and to see that God's hands are active in all different places. The site I've gone to the past 2 years has been the Rotary Camp. I've gone to hang out with the kids, and I have fallen in love with being able to help others do even little things. The children at the Rotary Camp are all differently abled. Some need help doing simple tasks. This past summer, I met a little girl at the Rotary Camp who had a huge impact on me. This little girl lit up the entire room. She is wheelchair-bound and is very minimal speech, but she sure can conquer the world. During the high ropes course, I got to watch this fearless child swing all around like she wasn't feet off the ground. But even on the ground, her smile never faded. Sitting in the hot sun next to her, I decided to grab a ball and see what we could play. I gently tossed it to her and was shocked with how much force she took into throwing it right back at me. Seeing my eyes get big, she started to laugh uncontrollably to the point I was worried she would fall out of her chair. Soon she started attempting to say my name. After a couple of tries, she got Nicole just right, But she got a bigger kick out of calling me Nickel and using her little fingers to make money. Seeing her and the other children smile and laugh is by far one of the greatest things to witness. Her pure joy and excitement allowed me to see God in a whole new light. God showed me that our abilities don't define who we are. God allowed me to witness his creation of someone I would have never gotten to meet and bond with if it wasn't for Hoban's jam opportunity. In addition to jam, I've been able to participate in Project Hope, Hoban's outreach to those who are without homes and are food insecure. This program allowed me to befriend those in the Akron area who do not always have a guaranteed meal. Being able to be a part of their happiness for the day is incomparable to most feelings in life. Helping others has helped me to see God in all people around me, especially those who are sometimes forgotten or overlooked. God has walked with me at Hoban in all these different experiences where I got to meet and interact with new people. At Hoban, I believe that God has shown himself to me the most in our chapel. Attending Friday Mass before school has helped me to remember that God always walks with me throughout the school day and in the other activities I've mentioned. It is at these Masses where I witnessed upperclassmen participating in the Mass as Eucharistic ministers. They inspired me to become a Eucharistic minister and grow my relationship with God even more. Aside from the people I see in the chapel, I also see that on the altar is a Holy Cross symbol of the Cross and Anchors. I think back to when I saw the Cross and Anchors the first at Hoban and how much that symbol has come to mean to me. Being in Hoban's chapel has taught me that God is the anchor that keeps us safe in the storms of life. Understanding that anchors in life are used to hold a ship in place, I have come to understand that in my own life, I need to be held in place at times. And God is that best anchor for me. This Holy Cross symbol is a constant reminder of how God is always present in my life. From being the daughter to a man killed at sea, to being a lifeguard, and now about to head on to the Naval Academy, the image of the anchor has meant so much to me. The Holy Cross motto, Ave Crux, Spes Unica, Hail the Cross, Our Only Hope, has become a life motto for myself. Always falling back on my faith has given me the strength to follow my dreams and let go of what I'm afraid of. I know that Hoban has given me the tools for success in life. I've been anchored in the cross my entire life. God helped me to never fear what would come next, but rather be open to the possibilities of the future. It is this anchor in faith that has led me on the path of my future. Having been accepted to the Naval Academy, I'm choosing to stand on guard for my country for the purpose of serving, protecting, and defending all Americans and their constitutional rights, most especially the right to freedom of religion, which allows all Americans to practice whichever faith they so choose to believe. Personally, this promise of freedom of religion brought my Catholic great-grandparents to America in the first place. God has always guided me in my ways of life. I used to not understand how he was doing so, but Hoban teachers made it so clear to me. I gave up my anchor to God a long time ago, and he has used that anchor to guide me where I need to be, when I need to be there. God guided me to Hoban, and he will continue guiding me as long as I surrender my anchor to his cross. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Carl Ertle, president at Walsh Jesuit. Walsh Jesuit Senior Sophia Framartino, the daughter of Cassie and Anthony Framartino of Hudson, and the sister of sophomore Ava and Tommy and Vivian, is the Walsh Jesuit representative for this year. It is an honor to tell you a little bit about the life of our speaker. The Framartinos are members of St. Mary Hudson, and Sophia is a graduate of Seton Catholic School. The young woman who will address us today is deeply committed to all things Jesuit and has lived our profile of the grad at grad characteristics that we challenge our alumni to embrace. As our principal, Sean Lynch, from the class of 94, told me, it has been an honor to watch Sophia embrace all of these characteristics in her energetic way, and that it has been a pleasure to work with her. She's such a leader, and she's so mission-centered. Sophia is the same toward her classmates. And whether she is leading student government activities in her capacity as school treasurer or serving as captain and dancing in our show choir, Sophia does it all with a smile that exhibits her love for Jesus. She brings God's goodness into the world as she serves as a Kairos leader in campus ministry and with female leadership programs for younger students outside of school. Sophia also excels in academics and takes a most rigorous course load, earning a 4.16 GPA as a first honor student who has no less than 26 A pluses in her 4 years at school. Sophia will continue her education in the Jesuit tradition as she goes to Boston College next year, and I know that they will be blessed to have her on campus. Please welcome Walsh Jesuit senior, Sophia Framartino.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Mr. Ertl. As mentioned, I am Sophia Framartino, and it is an honor to be with you today. I've had the privilege of attending Walsh Jesuit for the last 4 years, and I'm deeply grateful for the education I've received, the opportunities I've had, and the memories I've made. Walsh has been so much more than a school for me. I've made my lifelong friendships, found mentors and faculty and staff, and discovered the passions that will follow me as I make my way to college this upcoming fall. However, the most meaningful aspect of my time at Walsh has been the growth, stability, and unity I have found in my faith life, a gift which far exceeds any other I've been given. I am blessed with parents that have prioritized and valued Catholic education for my siblings and myself. I'm a graduate of Seton Catholic School, and I am thankful for the instructional and spiritual foundation provided to me by my Catholic elementary school. Seton introduced me to the promise of God's friendship and shown me what having an active faith life looked like. However, at age 14, I was too naive to fully grasp the totality of God's love. I was unsure how I was supposed to navigate faith life that seemed separate from my regular life, where I played sports, went out with friends, hung out with family, and participated in extracurriculars. Spiritual life and personal life were distinct and separate for me, and although I like to think I navigated both aspects of positivity and good intention, I know there is a gap between the two. However, very quickly into my freshman year at Walsh, I could see that faith, and in particular, the Jesuit values, informed everything about our education, both inside and outside of the classroom. A&DG and men and women for and with others, pasted all around the school, is more than a motto. It is the intention with which we are to frame every experience and interaction at Walsh. Perhaps the best example of my early introduction to faith in action at Walsh was my freshman year 8th period religion class, taught by one of, if not my favorite, teachers of all time, Mr. Dupre. Unlike other religion teachers I had had in the past, Mr. Dupre used the religious values taught in the Bible and intertwined them with our own personal lives. He discussed the duty we have as Catholics living in an innately unjust, flawed world, and how we had an obligation to better this world through our service and our faith. He began his lessons with the same parables and Bible stories I'd been hearing my whole life, except this time he interpreted these stories through the lens of modern times and how we could apply these lessons that Jesus taught us into everyday circumstances that we were bound to face. I was mesmerized. For the first time in my life, I was fully able to understand how my faith could connect with my personal life. Through Walsh's curriculum and devotion toward faith, I began to recognize that God was in what was all around me, that he lay in the opportunity to serve others, and that in addition to Mass and formalized prayer, we are constantly called to be in dialogue with him. The recognition that God is always by my side, that he has seen my mistakes, and he could see my flaws, and he still loved me for them, was such a powerful gift to receive at the beginning of my high school career. As a self-conscious 14-year-old, lacking navigation, this was incredibly reassuring for me. Through clever lessons and thoughtful in-class conversations, I learned that God ultimately has a plan for all of us, and that if we put our trust into him, we might not always be comfortable, but we can be at peace. Walsh's commitment to introducing students to God's friendship and what it means to serve him has been such a powerful invitation in my life, and thus has framed the activities that have been most meaningful to me these last 4 years. Through this invitation, I have found that I felt most connected to God and my faith through service, which Walsh has lots to offer in many different ways accessible to everyone. Walsh has an incredibly vibrant campus ministry office that helps students focus on what it means to be Catholics living among society. Campus ministry offers a plethora of service opportunities, each aligning with a different aspect of Jesuit religious life, And although Walsh does require service hours, I have found that almost all students have become engaged in different aspects of service, not out of requirement, but rather out of passion. For example, LABRA is one of those unique service opportunities that takes students into Akron, and they feed the homeless, rain or shine. Before each trip, we gather in the chapel to remind ourselves of the great privilege that we have embarking upon our journey. And we ask God to give us the humility and strength necessary for the experience ahead. Beyond giving back to the community, it is abundantly clear that God is present within the individuals we meet on LABRA. What makes Walsh's LABRA so special is how personal it is. The homeless people we meet are not solely defined by their living condition, but rather by their humanity and dignity. You really get to know who you're serving for who they are, rather than what they are, and you build meaningful bonds with these individuals. It is these deeply personal connections that tie me and my peers back to our Catholic identities. In addition to LABRA, Walsh upholds its service-oriented faith tradition through other programs such as Jesuit Refugee Services and Kairos, both unique to the Jesuits. My experience working with Jesuit Refugee Services is so meaningful, not only because we are engaged with the Walsh community, but also because we are connected to a much larger international community devoted to serving those who are marginalized within our borders, as well as around the world. Kairos, a retreat for juniors, is also a cornerstone of Walsh Jesuit experience, and I can sincerely say that my time spent with my peers on Kairos was one of the most formative weekends of my life, both as a junior participant and as a senior leader. In conclusion, my experience at Walsh, my experience as a student at a Jesuit Catholic high school has been a blessing beyond measure. I have grown intellectually, spiritually, socially, and emotionally. It is a testament to my experience at Walsh and the impact that these 4 years have had on my life, but I am going to continue my education next fall at a Jesuit university. I'm excited for what the future holds, but most of all, I am deeply grateful for the gifts I have been given, as well as the deep sense of responsibility to continue to seek God in all aspects of my life and to strive to live my faith in action through service. Thank you so much.
I just want to thank these strong, accomplished women for their heartfelt presentations. And after we've heard them, we pretty much know that we're in good hands in the future with young women like this. Our next, a few announcements, and while we're doing that, if you want to hold up the cards with questions, our board members will pick them up. Our next First Friday Club will be here in 4 weeks, rather than five, on March 31st, and that's because the first Friday in April is Good Friday, but it will be in 4 weeks, but it's going to be on March 31st. Here. It'll be a fascinating presentation entitled Increasing Mindfulness Through Iconography. And it will be given by iconographers Deacon Ray DiMasio and Amy Mancini, who are also on the teaching staff at Archbishop Hoban. And they do run, I believe, a retreat and some programs connecting icons with with mindfulness in your faith. So it should be really interesting. They're going to bring some of their icons with them and do a PowerPoint presentation of how their program works, and it should be really fascinating. If you are listening to the podcast on our website, we invite you to join us in person. You can make reservations in 3 ways. A check for $25 to the First Friday Club, Post Office Box 13291, Fairlawn 44334. You can call our phone number at 330-535-7668 or go to our website and click on the link to Eventbrite. If you have signed up for more than one, please let us know the week before that you will be attending that talk. The program committee is already diligently working on a great speaker schedule for 2024 and promises a variety of excellent people. If you're not on our mailing list, please put your name out on one of the cards and give it to one of our board members to make sure that you are on our email list. And you can check podcasts of previous speakers on our website. I'd like to do some recognitions. Please raise your hand and give us a wave if you're a first-time attendee at First Friday Club of Greater Akron. Like to recognize our students. So students, you can either stand up or give us a wave. We have students from Archbishop Hoban, Our Lady of the Elms, St. Vincent St. Mary, and Walsh Jesuit High Schools. And we also have students from Holy Family and St. Mary Elementaries. Wave. And I'd also like to recognize the board members of the First Friday Club. Now I'd like to turn over the question and answer program to our Vice President, Deacon William Yoho.
Well, I'd just like to say you guys were amazing. You truly, you were inspiring, so I appreciate it. Can each one of you tell or share where you encountered Christ most?
Okay, personally, I think that's kind of a loaded question because when you think about it, you know, anything that's good, true, and beautiful is going to point back to Christ. But I think through my experience at St. Fitz and St. Mary, I have really encountered Christ, as I said earlier, through the people and through just the different faith opportunities that I've been able to have. We always have masses on the first Friday of every month, so I went to Mass before school today, and it was just such a beautiful experience having all these different kids from my school who I see in the hall all crammed into our little chapel just worshiping our Lord and being able to receive him before I go off and flunk a calc quiz. And so I think just being able to receive our Lord and the sacraments that's offered at St. Vincent and St. Mary has really been the way that I have encountered him the most throughout my high school experience.
I'd have to say when I encountered when I encountered Christ the most and the strongest was at our Kairos group. That was a very powerful and amazing time. I felt the closest I've ever felt to God and to my peers, and that was probably what I would say is the most reeling in of my relationship with the Lord. Thank
Amen.
You.
I could say I've encountered Christ the most in a million different things that I've done at Hoban. I'd say in every single person shows a little bit of Christ, and I've definitely experienced Christ the most in the chapel at Hoban with Friday Masses, and specifically wanting to become a Eucharistic minister because of the upperclassmen that showed me what it means to be in relationship with God.
Amen. I'm going to agree. I've been very blessed to experience God many times at Walsh Jesuit, but similar to you, I was lucky to go on Kairos. I think there's some juniors over there who haven't been on it yet, so I don't want to spoil anything. But on the Kairos retreat, there's a certain night where it's adoration, and it's just you and the Lord and your peers. And it's a long time, and you just really get to sit and reflect and think about the journey you've taken and where you're going and what your aspirations are and your passions and where you might struggle in your faith with God. And it was really beautiful. So
awesome.
That was probably that's really it.
How do you anticipate living out your faith with your career path?
Well, I admit I'm undecided, so I don't quite know what I'm doing yet, but I am going to a Jesuit college. I'm going to Boston, so I'm very lucky that I know I'll be surrounded by lots of faithful people and have lots of faith outlets. So I don't know exactly what I'm doing yet, but I can anticipate that God will be part of it.
Amen. So. That's okay. Most of us feel that way, so...
I think going into the military, it's pretty easy to have God follow me. I'm already talking to one of my best friends who's also going to the Naval Academy, and we've already made a pact to go to Sunday Mass every week together. If you ever get the chance to go to Annapolis, Maryland, the Naval Academy's chapel is gorgeous. And they have a lot of Catholic midshipmen groups, and in the Navy there's always chaplains to go find. Amen.
I am a person who lives to work. I love working, and I really am so passionate about helping other people. And as Ms. Farquhar Jones said before, I want to go into mortuary science, and I want to be there, and I want to do it all. People are like, well, why do you just want to hang out with dead bodies? I want to help the families as well. I want to make sure that they get through what they can get through, and I just want to be there as their rock. And I feel like God would lead me through to help everyone in any way that I can. So.
Awesome.
I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I'm only 18, so I haven't planned out my whole life yet. But I do know that I'm really interested in the legal field right now, and I think the major attraction with that is I just want to be able to meet people where they are, and I think that walking people through just the complicated intricacies of our legal system with the help of God could really help me grow in my faith and help those around me grow in my faith, because just as Christ wants to meet us where we are and walk us through the little nitty-gritty parts of our lives, maybe I can just allow him to work through me to work through the nitty-gritty parts of other people's lives to really be his agent. And let's be honest, how many people know how to read a contract to do legal services? I don't yet, so maybe I can be that person for people if he wills it.
Awesome. Well, that's all we have, but for the younger class people, guys, you need to step it up here. That's it. Thank you.
One more quick announcement. On the table out in the lobby, we have some items are available for a free will donation made by Ukrainian children. And Father Sal from Holy Ghost Ukrainian Church has provided us with those items out on the table. So take a look at, there's bracelets and pins, and there's pictures of the kids who worked on them. But it's to help with the Ukrainian relief efforts. So if anyone's interested in picking up one of those items and it's a free will donation, please feel free to do that. It's my pleasure to introduce Walsh Jesuit student Sienna Tepley, who will offer our closing prayer.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Loving God, I stand before you in the midst of confusion and complexities of my life. My future sometimes seems distant and unknown. Give me, O Lord, the vision to see the path you set before me. Grant me the courage to follow your way, that through the gifts and talents you have given me, I may bring your life and your love to others. I ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son and my brother. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you so much, Sienna. Thanks to everyone for coming. We look forward to hopefully seeing some of you back here in 4 weeks. And if there's some desserts on the table, young people especially, whoever would like to grab some of those, please. We have two tables that they weren't even touched. Please grab some as you go. Thank you again for coming, and we appreciate all of you being here.